So, are we recording?
Yeah.
One of the other fascinating sort of things, and this happens slowly, is sense of smell. I think from that first suicide bombing I covered up through everything else, especially being in the trauma hospital, you start smelling things, and the body recognizes what they are. I think it's like a, obviously smells, there's a chemical of some kind or gas in the air. I don't know the true science of it, but that's my sort of understanding of it, or my self-understanding of it. Is the smell of blood, different, the smell of burnt flesh. And I can tell that when I smell that stuff, my brain is, the little alarm goes on, like, no good, no good, get away from here, or this is bad, you're in a bad place, go away from here. It's instinct. So when I came back on this trip, I remember getting to the airport and I smelled perfume. And I swear I could smell it from 100 miles away. And I think that what my assessment would be of that is that, it's pleasurable to smell perfume, and it's not pleasurable to smell dead people or, rotting people. There's this one dead insurgent the police had in the back of one of their buildings. It was like, man, the guy smelled to high hell. He'd been rotting there for a week. There's this foam blood pouring out of his face. It's nasty. And I think that now my, the smell's going to be of a woman, of course, because that's what I find the most pleasurable, of course. When I smell perfume or like freshly washed, shampooed hair or something, it really triggers something in my mind, like, wow, that smells really good and more good than it ever has in my life. So I kind of look at that as these little nice little positives to come out of all this sort of terrible stuff that I've photographed and experienced. But I think the greatest thing from photographing this terrible beauty, I want to say, sort of beauty meaning what the photographs are, these terrible pictures that are beautiful in some ironic, crazy way, is sort of the growth of my capacity of being a good human being, my capacity to love people more. I'm single now, so I think that the next woman I meet, the capacity for me to share my feelings and really love another human being is, I feel this immense sort of emotion sort of growing inside me, this warmth. And I think that my ability to speak how I feel about another person, hopefully, I fall in love again, would be is fantastic. And so I'm excited about that prospect. I've been very lucky. I started doing yoga, especially after this trip. I've been doing extensive amount of yoga, Bikram yoga, and it's really helped me sort of find that part of myself that I need to be aware of, so that I don't drift off. And what I think a lot of people who do what I do end up doing is drifting off into sort of dark depression, and I don't want to end up like that. I don't want to end up as a subject in my work. I do my work, and I don't want my work to depress me. I want my work to be educational. I want my work to help people learn and sort of have insights to see things that they don't normally see. But I don't want to end up being a victim of my work. And I've somehow, in some strange way, been able to turn it around and make me appreciate the better things in life, which is a gift.
Do you think that would be different if you were inflicting the violence yourself? I mean, is
Yeah.
there a sort of passivity to,
Yeah.
they talk about that with medics and
Yeah, I always wonder about that. Like, I'm not a soldier, I'm a non-combatant, I don't carry weapons. My sensitivity to people who are violent or aggressive, even if it's just a verbal argument on the street, is, I have a hard time with it. I kind of like, I'm like, I really got to get out of here. It's like when fire trucks go by now, I got to kind of cover my ears sometimes because it's such a violent sound, which it's meant to be, to make you move out of the way. But I think that if I always wonder if I were the inflictor of death, if I were a soldier, regardless of what sort of mandate you have, like, these are bad people, I'm providing security, I'm saving people. I think that still the act of killing another human being is a terrible thing. It's a terrible experience, and I think that it'd be a hard thing for people to have to carry around with them for their whole lives, regardless of why they killed them, because they took another human being's life. To snuff out that spirit in somebody is sort of, you know, that's a lot of power, and I don't think anybody wants to feel that power. And I think when they do, they realize how terribly brutal that power is to snuff out another living human being, especially, you know, in a violent way, like shooting someone and watching their life drift out of that body. Because the body really is just the encasing with which holds our soul and who we are and our mind. So, yeah, I always wonder about that. And I think it must be a terrible burden, you know, police officers. Especially, you know, the shock of being a police officer, I think, over being a soldier is, a soldier is, you know, there's going to be some killing. Normally, you know, you're going to go on patrol, there's going to be some battles. Especially as a soldier, it's an extreme sort of position of inflicting of power and killing. Whereas a police officer, you could be walking around school children every day. You're on patrol, you're seeing in your neighborhood, and suddenly you're faced with a situation where you gotta shoot somebody, or someone's been shot in front of you, and then you gotta kill them in these desperate moments. And I think that, you know, we're not meant to kill each other. I think that this is what all the problems of the world are. And then when people think, hey, I'm gonna kill this person, that it sinks them even deeper into a place where we're not supposed to be as human beings.
Thanks, Lou.
No problem, man.